God curse you out? Would he slander your name? Would he spread rumors about you? He wouldn't, and he doesn't. Personally, I like to think of Jesus as a teacher, because he helps us learn new things every day and grow like a good teacher does. He's a good example, and I trust him to teach me and correct me. However, before you open your mouth next time, I want you to think about, hold on, I lost my thought. Think about the impact your words have. Maybe someone looks up to you as a teacher, but you're teaching them the wrong thing. When we teach others to do the things that we do, we just create an endless chain of transgression. I want you to think about a time where you said something or did something you probably shouldn't have. Got it? Nice. So what if what you said or did kept someone else from being saved and building a relationship with God? What if they were on their last straw and decided Christianity wasn't even on the table anymore? Would you reconsider what you said? Would you reconsider that little lie you told? Or maybe you would rethink about, hold on. Yeah, maybe you'd rethink about spreading that rumor you started just out of spite. So as Christians, we're taught to love our neighbors. Never said you had to like them. Never said that. But we do have to love one another. And we have to teach each other to do the right thing because in the end, we all have the same goal. Our goal is to have an eternal afterlife with our Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's this, I'm pretty sure almost everyone in this room has heard this saying or this expression, that the tongue is a reflection of the heart. So let your tongue reflect the love I know you all have for one another. We all have it, we just have to show it. And the best part about all of this is that mistakes are always forgivable, but only if you have the courage to admit them. Are you ready to admit to yourself that what you're doing is wrong? And are you ready to repent and learn from your mistakes? Or are you going to sit back and let this get in the way of your holiness and your salvation? Your fate has been left in your hands now. So while I was writing this sermon, I kind of honestly felt like a fraud. I thought to myself, how am I going to go up on stage in front of these people, and most importantly in front of God, and preach about something that I'm guilty of almost every single day? I think now is kind of my opportunity to take that step, and I'm lucky enough to be here today. So I have a little homework for you all. I know, homework. So I want you to go home and throughout this week, think a little bit harder about what you say or do. Just think twice before you say something that might be a little risky. Just think about how it might affect the people around you. That's all. I'm not interested in trying to change a whole congregation overnight, but if one single person comes back to this sermon and you've noticed how things are different when you use your tongue for good, I'll be satisfied. I'm already pretty content, though, because I know after this, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be a little more different. I'm going to change the way that I use my mouth. So I'm going to be someone who holds my tongue still in times of distress and spreads love and positivity. My changes aren't going to happen overnight either, but I'm going to work on it. And sure, I'll make some mistakes along the way, but if you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen. That was honestly pretty quickly, went faster than I thought it would. But I just wanted to say a quick little prayer for everyone in this room. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I want to pray over everyone who's here today and watching over us, and on Facebook too, that we just learn something from what I had to say today, that we use our tongues for good and to spread your word and your love, and that at least one person goes home today and they want to learn and be more like you, Lord, that we all just change our ways. In your name I pray, amen.
Good morning, everyone. I've never done this before, so It might be a little bit difficult for me to talk at sometimes, but I'm going to trust God that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm speaking on the second half of James 3, that is wisdom from above. And I wanted to start by saying that everyone in here, at least I hope, has someone that they know that they can go to for wisdom. For me, it's my dad or my brother or my mom or some of my friends, or even Pastor Stan or some of the elders. And it's kind of hard for me to say that, you know, I always go to Jesus for when I want wisdom, because that's not true. And, you know, I'm trying to change that, but it's important that we can go to Jesus for wisdom instead of humans, because humans will never be able to give the kind of peace that God will be able to give in stressful situations. For example, Exodus 14:14 is one of my favorite verses, and it says, he'll fight your battles for you, because humans have no power over things that happen in our life, even though sometimes we feel like we want control. So verse 15 says, let me read it. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Because earthly wisdom is always going to fail you, and it's never going to bring you as much peace as the wisdom that God can give you and provide. It's going to create uncertainty, and you'll never feel quite as peaceful as you would praying. I know for a fact that when I'm praying and I'm going through a rough time, I feel more at peace than just talking to one of my friends, because obviously, you know, Jesus knows a lot more than us, and he's in control of every aspect of our lives. And going to Jesus for wisdom is, he's always going to give it to you, no matter what. And James 1:15 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without faith, and it will be given to him. Whether or not it's going to take a couple seconds to receive that wisdom, or maybe a couple years, as some of the older people in our church are extremely wise and trustworthy, he'll always give it to you. Just like Cynthia said, this goes by pretty fast when you're up here. And verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And godly wisdom comes from Jesus by faith. And I feel like a lot of I meant, you know, people that aren't necessarily as strong in their faith, think that they can pray anytime and that they'll get the wisdom that they need, but wisdom comes by faith, and not just, you know, you just can't pray one day and expect things to happen, because God's plan is a lot different than ours. James 1:6 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. If you ask for wisdom without faith, you probably won't receive it, because God, the whole thing with with God, you'd really need to have faith in him, because he's the creator of the universe, and that's important. Yeah, that went by really quick.
I got the mic here, we're good. So, yeah, that went by a little quicker than we anticipated. What are you going to do about it? Thank you, I appreciate it. So, we have one quick little thing that we're still going to do, so don't worry. You guys get to stay with us a little longer. So as many of you know, it is Pastor Appreciation Month, and it wouldn't be a youth group thing unless we waited until the very last day of the month, right? So don't worry, we didn't forget about y'all. So we have, Jeff, what, Jeff?
Come up here, Jeff. Jeff,
come on. Come on down. Also, I just wanted to let everyone know that hopefully this makes up for us being late. We were buying a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
A fried, no, it was a rotisserie chicken. Not relevant. Welcome to the stage. Yeah. Would you like the mic?
I would need the mic. Yes.
Nice.
Do you want me to hold them for you?
Real quickly, I just want to say something. What you're about to see for the next few moments has never been rehearsed. So get ready, whatever it may be. But what I would like for you to do right now, hey, how about checking this out?
Hey, everybody, Skid Guys here. I'm Eddie.
I'm Tommy.
And today is the Pastor Appreciation Day.
Yeah, and really, you're supposed to wait till heaven to get your rewards. But today, I guess we're going to give you a little something in advance.
We just wanted to say thanks for what you do. Thanks for caring so much. Thanks for just shepherding people. That's a big job, and we just want to tell you we appreciate you.
And this side of glory, don't expect much more, because you're not going to get it. Thanks is really all you're going to get.
That's
and it's
so
all
true.
We're giving you.
And some people won't even do it. So may we be their voice and just say thank you.
And know that you've got probably at least a dozen emails explaining something you did wrong Sunday waiting for you, and probably a voicemail, and someone will show up unannounced.
But just work harder, you know, and don't wait till Saturday to work on that message, all right?
Unless it works for you.
Unless it works.
But we want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, everybody, Skid Guys here. I'm Eddie.
All right, let's move right along. I would like to ask Pastor Juan and Pastor Diego if they would come up, and if you will, bring your wives with you. Pastor Juan, Pastor Diego, bring your ladies, your first ladies with you. Ah, look at the little one. I don't know if you wanted his children up here or not. If they want to come up, come on up here. It's a family event here. Come on. We are glad to have with us this morning Pastor Juan and Pastor Diego. They have been here on this campus for a good number of years. They have a ministry, and they're preaching the Word of God. They're into the Word of God. They're studying, and we're so glad to have them with us. We have fellowshiped with them. They have fellowshiped with us. So ministers on the campus here at New Life Alliance, we really appreciate them. Can we give them a good praise? All right. Are you nervous? Say that again. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Yes.
But anyway, we are so glad that they are sharing with us today right here in our own sanctuary. And then afterwards, we're going to have our potluck lunch or dinner. So we still got some time to go, but we're going to be just praising and worshiping the Lord. And I just want to say this morning, too, and I don't want to get off track. I'm thankful for the youth ministry. You know, we only have a few people in our youth group, but I want to tell you something. There's one big giant heart to serve God. They are willing, able. They're always looking for ways to serve the Lord. So, New Life Alliance, we would like to show our appreciation for you, Pastor, Pastor Juan, Pastor Juan, senior pastor, may you and your first lady, we're thankful, Father, for your ministry, and, we're thankful for your ministry. May God bless you, and Brother Diego, same thing, we're thankful for that. And do you have anything you would like to say?
Okay, God bless you all. God bless you all. Okay. For me, it's a pleasure to be here today. Really, I don't expect all this, you know. It's a surprise. We're not expecting to have the, you know, service together this morning, but that was the will of God. So I just want to appreciate, you know, all what God been doing through our life, you know. Through our minister, I want to say thank you to Pastor Stan, thank you to Melinda, thank you to this congregation to trust and believe in us, and thank you one more time, you know, with God, you know, I want to encourage you people, you know, it's coming very difficult times in the entire world, and we need to be together, and we need to be also one voice. We are that voice in the desert. You know, it's a lot of needs in this world. And we need to come together, fellowship God, how he wants, you know. And if we do that, I can guarantee to you, will we see the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
So before I finish, I just want to read a passage on the Bible. So please, if you can help me out. We want to know if we can go to John 3:16, very famous passage. So I want to know, I need a volunteer from you guys. Can read from people there, can come here and read in English for me. Can you do that favor for me? Please. Yeah. We're going to help Stan.
Come on up, brother.
Team.
What's that?
Yeah. Mason. What is his name? Sorry. Please. Please, come us. He's very funny. Yeah. No, he's not funny. He's strong. So 3:16, John 3:16. Please, looking for him. Yeah.
Small letters and pages. All right. John 2. Wait.
If you have a church app.
Yeah. I'm looking at this Bible here.
3:16 to 21.
Right here.
Right there.
So 3:16. Where's 21?
3:16.
I know. Where does it stop?
16 through 21.
For God who so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish for have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but in order to the world to be saved through him. And whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in them is condemned already because it is not, he has not believed in his name of the Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than him. The light, because their works were evil. For everyone who has wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does not what is true comes to the light, so that may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God.
Let's give it up. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Let us have a word of
So,
I said it was
sorry, we take a little bit longer, but just when I cannot leave this place, you know, without saying what God put in my heart. The Bible is very clear, say, you know, the light came to this world, but the world, you know, reject the light of God, and they choose, you know, the darkness. And this is the days where we live in right now. These days, you know, full of darkness, you know. And it's no joke about it, you know. It's many people, you know, that are dying in this world. The darkness, you know, is rising every single day. But it's your job, it's my job, to be the light of this world. So thinking on that for a moment, don't stay only in John 3:16 and 17. Focus to chapter 21. Very important. This is your job, that is our job. So now we're going to pray together.
Ponga la iglesia de pie. Padre, te alabamos, te glorificamos tu nombre en esta hora, Dios mío, Padre. Yo te agradezco, Señor, por este momento, Señor, por este privilegio, esta oportunidad que tú nos concedes, Señor, de poder estar aquí reunidos todos juntos delante de tu presencia, Señor amado. Ahora, Padre de la gloria, Señor, bendiga, Señor, Pastor Stan, bendiga su congregación, Señor, bendiga mi vida, Señor, bendiga la congregación de Hispani, Señor, en el nombre glorioso de Jesús, Padre Santo, Señor, encomendamos todo esto en tus manos, Señor, y a ti te agradecemos, Señor, por todo, Señor, y todo es un día más de vida que tú nos concedes, Señor. A ti te damos la honra, a ti te damos la gloria, Señor, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hang on. I want to pray for you. Hey, Jesus. Let's pray for our pastors. Father, we give you the praise and the glory. You're an awesome God and the mighty God. I want to thank you, Father, for our two brothers, the families. Father, the church members, I just give you the praise and the glory. God, bless them abundantly, Father, above and beyond anything they've ever even imagined, Lord, because we know how great and awesome and mighty you are. So, Father, just bless them, Father. I would pray, oh God, that you would put a hedge of protection around them, Father, that Satan could not come in to molest, kill, steal, Father, that they have a mighty hedge around about them. Father, I would pray, God, for divine health, that you would keep them healthy and strong. Thank you for their ministry, Lord. I just give you the praise and the glory for their faithfulness, Father, the way they reach out. And we just want to thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. God bless you, brother. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't that first video say that was all? That was it? I mean... All right, check this out.
Here we go,
here we go,
all the way,
all the way.
Gotta be rough and tough,
rough and tough.
Bo diddly, bo diddly, have you heard?
Bo diddly, bo diddly, have you heard?
We're gonna jump from a big iron bird.
We're gonna jump from a big iron bird.
Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door.
Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door.
And you leap right out and count to four.
Leap right out and count to four.
If my mane don't open wide.
If my mane don't open wide.
I got a reserve by my side.
I got a reserve by my side.
Hey! Here we go.
Here we go.
All the way.
All the way.
Well,
I don't know if we're going to actually see them in a few minutes, but I really enjoyed that video. Now, someone in this congregation, it may be more than one, but somebody in this congregation really has some experience with these gentlemen. He might not have never known these gentlemen, but he wore the uniform. He earned it. And can anyone guess who that might be? And you know, if you caught a few words in there, and he's always saying it, and I don't know, what did that gentleman say about three times? All the way.
Yes,
all the way.
Yes,
all right, all the way.
Yes,
so I want to ask our pastor and his first lady to come up, if they would. All the way up to the front. I watched that video a number of times, wishing maybe I should have went to the airborne.
What?
What? Yeah, so we know that we are looking at a couple here that has, oh, so everybody's looking up here. Okay, ooh, okay. So here we are, our couple up here, our pastor and the first lady, Melinda. And we're so thankful. I think it's been about 12 years now that they answered the call, as they were called, and they came to be with us here at New Life Alliance. Believe me, the church was praying. The elders were praying. Oh, God, we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd immediately, if not sooner. Right now, today, we were earnestly praying that God would send us a shepherd. And I've had this imagination. Oh, wouldn't it have been cool to walk outside and see this plane flying over? Now, you got to go along with me on this for a minute. What's a plane flying over? What's that plane do? But it's not unusual for that plane to be, for planes to fly over New Life. Yeah, but what's it doing? It's just circling. Oh, something fell out. And then we could hear someone say, he's saying 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know if they had to get rid of Geronimo. But anyway, we could hear somebody yell, Geronimo! And then we could hear, and then the alien right out here with the front line. Here's Pastor Stan standing strong. And we run up to him and say, well, we're glad to have you with us. Did you miss your mark? No, I never miss my mark. And then, well, who? Oh, that's my wife. She'll wake up in a moment. She just fainted on the way down. You know, so. Okay.
I wouldn't be jumping out.
Well, you came, in my imagination, you were strapped too, a tandem jump. But anyway, we are so glad. But you know what? They were still heaven sent, right from the heaven, from God himself. And we are so thankful. And I don't think I have to stand up here and make a long speech, because I think all of us who've been with them through these last 12 years and they have been with us, it's evidence. We have seen the evidence of who they are. Their walk and their talk, the preaching of the word, their steadfastness and faithfulness to the church and to the people of the church. Our pastor is a what? A people person. He loves people because that's what God does, loves people. And where that Jesus went, he went about doing good because he loved people. Lost and dying, he loved people. He loved people, getting that message out. So our pastor right now, he is not wearing that uniform anymore. Those boots have been set aside, the uniform, the beret, and all that goes along with it. I'm sure he probably thinks back to some of those days, but he has a new set of armor out of Ephesians chapter 6. Putting it in place because he realizes that the war he's in now, the battle he is in now, is not with flesh and blood. He doesn't need to carry the M16 or whatever they have nowadays. I don't know what they've got. He doesn't need to do all the tactical training and all that. Not in that, like as if he has warfare with mankind. No, it's in the word. He has to have the armor of God in place because he is a shepherd over a flock. He is our leader. He is the one who's watching over us. And we can hear that in his preaching. He preaches the truth. I'm thankful that we have a pastor that doesn't sugar anything up or down or whatever you might want to call it, But he preaches hard, and he preaches the truth. And I give God the praise and the glory for that. And this lady right here, believe me, in the last couple of years, with her efficiency, I guess I could say that, she has, as an administrator here, she has financially saved this church a lot of money by looking into where the money went, whether it was on paper towels, whether it was on what we had on our copy machine, all those little odds and ends. And she has, I would say, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, because she would determine, what can we do? What can we do? And we've seen some great results. Our pastor and his wife, a couple years ago, you remember, when we were trying to follow the CDC rules, well, we had, maybe six people in here and the person who was preaching, and then it was all on the Zoom. We have a pastor, many pastors, and I can't blame all the pastors, because maybe a lot of pastors just didn't have the finances, they didn't have the knowledge, or whatever it was, they just literally shut down. But no, not this wasn't even in this pastor's mind. No, we're going to keep the church open. So he put in his effort, praying to God. We prayed along with him, grabbed the people in the church who has technology experience, put it all together. And folks, I know this thing is still out there, but if I look around, the congregation is back. It's looking good. It's looking good. And sad to say, so many congregations have just did the church doors closed, and that was it. So, like I said, you know how I am. I'm long-winded, but I'm going to really wrap this thing up. Because, yes, go ahead. I like that. But they are. But anyway, we love them. You love our pastor and his wife. Let's say amen. Give them a big hand clap. And I, just as dedicated as he was in that uniform, he's just as dedicated in the uniform. He's in the army of God. God's speaking to him and his wife. So thankful for their relationship, their steadfastness, and faithfulness. So, after trying to get through all of that, I'd like to present this to our pastor and his wife. And we'll have to see if we can change a couple things around for pastor's appreciation. Maybe we should start collecting in September and then give the recognition in the middle of the month. But we'll work on that. But anyway, it's always good to recognize our pastor. And just to wrap it up for me, it's not just an October thing. I know our country, we have National Pastor's Day. We have a national something day all the time. We have National Pastor's Day, but we appreciate our pastors every day. Amen. So for appreciation, to show our appreciation for you and recognition that, yeah, we actually care for you. And we need to pray for them. Tough job, my friend. Tough job. They're no different than anyone else sitting in this congregation. They stand in the need of prayer. And we, the flock, should be praying for them and lifting them up, that God would put that hedge around about them. So, who's going to make the big decision?
Big decision?
To get it right, whose hands it goes into?
Oh, that's her. Yeah,
she's and you have anything you want to say by chance? Nothing. See that? did anybody bring tacos today?
I hope not.
All right. All right. If you don't mind just standing right there for a moment, Brother Jeff, make your way up.
Yeah, Jeff.
And I'm also going to ask the youth group if you could make your way up. Who's going to get out of the way? Oh, isn't it great to be looking at yourself on the big screen?
Yeah.
This is another young man that's been with us for, sorry, Jeff, I don't know exactly how many years. Three? Oh, that's what I was going to say, three. See, I'm right. Several years. He used to walk down the hallways over there at Palm Beach Atlantic. I don't know what was going through his mind. What am I going to do? Where am I headed? Oh, look. He walked in. He was invited. He showed up. And praise the Lord, he's actually still here. through the years, we've had a number of youth pastors, and under different circumstances, they had to walk away from us. But praise the Lord, he's still working toward his full ordainment. He's our associate pastor. Yes, sir, he's reaching into the whole church. He is our youth pastor. And like I said a moment ago, we have a small youth group, but keep an eye on them. I think things are going to happen. They get together and they think, they pray. And this young man right here is their leader. And I know they acknowledge him. They just look up to the man, not to put him on it. No, I don't want your head to get too big, Jeff. Okay. You just, but they acknowledge him. They respect him. And I just want to thank you, young ladies and men, that got something. Yeah, they got something for you. First of all, they also have something for Pastor Stan. Let's be Pastor Stan first.
Okay. So one of the things Jeff taught us in the mission trip is not the gift, what it comes in, but the idea when we see it, we thought of you. So it came in a Walmart bag, you know. So you guys don't have to open it now, but Jeff. And again, thank you for all you do and for supporting us with everything that we decide to do. It's absolutely amazing. And for Jeff. It's down here. Hold on 1 second. I told him I didn't get him anything, so. You have to open your gift because we love to embarrass you, and it wouldn't be us if we didn't embarrass you. So this is for you. Also in a Walmart bag. Mm-hmm. That one's nice. That's the nice part.
No, the other way. The other way.
Yes. Oh wait. Can you hold on? Is it?
Yeah.
And then a watch.
And then a watch.
So you can be on top.
Put
on.
Yeah. Is the candy in there?
Yeah. Wait. Shake the pinata. Shake the pinata. Hold on. There's something inside.
There's something inside.
Come on.
Break it like a
pinata.
And also, Brother Jeff, this is appreciation from the congregation. Enjoy it. God bless you. Brother Jim All, would you come up, please, and pray for our pastors?
Amen. I just add my amen to all that's been said. I tell you what, Cynthia, your message really spoke to me. The tongue is a small thing, isn't it? But it guides a whole ship. And when you said, beware of what you say, because it may affect people's lives, right? It may affect it. You don't want to be a block between them coming to the Lord, right? And Gracie, where you go for wisdom, right? We go to the Lord for wisdom, right? Powerful, powerful. And I just want to say, everything you see here, the programs of the church, the finances of the church, all that you see is through the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to this man right here. He created this environment, and he creates this the Lord has done this, and Stan has showed me how we work along with the Lord. And what has happened here is, I mean, all Jeff coming and the way that the pastor has led Jeff, and we're thankful for Jeff and the way you have grown and led our youth group, and it's just amazing, right? But what I'm trying to say is that there's intentionality about following the Spirit of the Lord in the way he leads. And that's what our pastor has done. I just want to say thank you for that, Pastor. I want to lead us in prayer now for both our for all our pastors and Melinda. Our God and Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings to us. We thank you for Pastor Stan and Melinda and the leadership they bring to this church, the intentionality that they have in just following your will for this church and for the vision that you've brought to him and for the things that you have enabled in this church because Pastor Stan and Melinda have been here. We thank you for that. We pray for a hedge of protection around him and Melinda. We ask that you would just continue to lead and guide them. I pray that you would give inspiration on a weekly basis, just like you have for these past 12 years. Continue to give inspiration to Pastor Stan in every single way. I ask that you give him strength and wisdom and grace to deal with all the myriad of things that he has to deal with. Sometimes, Lord, you've said your people are stiff-necked. And Lord, sometimes we are. And we just thank you that Pastor Stan has the wisdom and how to deal with that. And I just pray for him, just ask for a continued hedge around him. And now I want to pray for Pastor Jeff too, Lord. The vision that you've given him to be in the ministry, I pray that you would strengthen that. I pray that you would continue to fan into flame the vision that he has in his heart and that you've placed in him. I thank you for Anais too, Lord, for the help that she's been in the youth group. We thank you for her. And just want to ask that you'd continue to walk before Jeff as he continues to grow. I pray, Lord, that you would just give him that continued vision and that you'd give him the strength to follow through in every way. Thank you for all your many blessings to us, and we just pray for a hedge around our pastors and this church as they lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you. I'm not for sure how we're supposed to wind this service up, if the youth group is going to do it, but I just want to remind you that right after we're dismissed, next door, we have a potluck dinner. Please come and join with us. And let's start off dining and enjoying and have fellowship. But anywhere along the line, give us a few minutes of dining and enjoying the fellowship. But anytime you are led, that you feel like you want to stand up and just share your thoughts about our pastors, feel free to do so. Feel free to do so. Thank you very much.
Okay. So just, of course, from the youth group, we wanted to say thank you to our pastors. We really wouldn't be where we are today without them. I know that they've all known Pastor Stan their whole lives. I've been coming here for maybe 5 years now, and I wouldn't be where I am today without Pastor Stan. And of course, now Jeff has been in our lives for 3 years now, and just still, they both continue to work on us every day. And yeah, we're difficult, but but I know that what they do is very, very important, and we're so thankful to have them, and we're really blessed to have the opportunity to be here today and to spread the light. So
thank you all for sitting through this. We might have messed up a couple times, but we were really looking forward to doing this service today, so hope to see you all at the potluck.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you to Pastor Stan and Jeff, and just like the congregation for supporting us in everything that we do. Thank you, guys.
I also wanted to give a thank you to our pastors, but also a thank you to Gracie and Cynthia for their amazing sermons. And I hope everyone can take away a little bit from their sermons and make sure to go to the potluck.
Okay.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Go serve your God.